This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tony Cox. Gift cards. You either love them or hate them.
Oh, God, I love gift cards. Yeah. They're nice. Well, then you can pick out something for yourself. Even if it's for a specific store, it's just such a treat.
I love all their gift cards. I get to choose what I want as opposed to somebody picking out something that's not going to fit and I'm going to have to exchange anyways. Then I got to feel bad when they ask, why aren't you wearing it? Like somebody bought me Beats headphones once. When am I going to use that? Where am I going to put that in my pocket? I wear my little sister's jeans. It's not really going to fit in there.
Oh, I hate holiday gift cards.
Oh, yeah, I know it's
terrible. They're impersonal. They're not about the spirit of giving. You have to spend time and think about what you have to give someone,
right? I would rather just get like a nice handwritten note and get no present.
That's true, too. That's good.
I like the thoughtfulness.
Well, whether you think gift cards are great or not, many of us will head into the new year with the gift cards we got for Christmas. And some of us will put them down someplace, planning to use them when we have time. But a lot of gift cards never get redeemed, and the money spent buying them just goes to waste. There ought to be a law, and there is. Maria Altman of St. Louis Public Radio reports on one Midwestern state that returns unused gift card cash to its rightful owner. You.
In Missouri, it's pretty easy to see if the state is holding on to gift card money you may have forgotten. My friend Jill Miller types her name into the state's website, showmemoney.com. This is the Show Me State.
Sure enough, there was my name with my old address.
Jill has at least $30 waiting to be claimed. She's given several gift cards to friends over the years, and as she stares at the amount she's owed, she admits she's been given a few gift certificates that she can't quite locate.
I guess it wouldn't be too surprising that there might be something that didn't catch up with me, although I don't know what it would be.
So far this year, Missouri has returned more than $100,000 from expired gift cards and certificates, and State Treasurer Clint Zweifel says his office has another $6 million to give back.
It's their money. It's not the state's money. It's not the retailer's money. By law, this is their money, so we have a moral responsibility to return it.
Missouri is among at least 25 states that require retailers to turn over money from unused gift cards and certificates. Most retailers readily comply, since unused gift cards count as a liability on their books. But states get a benefit, too. While they look for the owner, they can use the money. It's like a 0% interest loan.
I think more and more states are looking for more revenue, so they will grab whatever they can. And unclaimed gift cards is just one of those ways.
Odysseus Papadimitriou is the CEO of CardHub, a clearinghouse for credit and gift cards. He says estimates of gift card sales this year will total $110 billion. Of that, about 2% will go unredeemed.
There is billions of dollars literally that we're talking here. And, you know, if a state can get its hands on an interest-free loan, I don't think any state governor, especially with this economy, will not go for it.
But back in Missouri, Treasurer Zweifel says a big part of his job is educating people so that they never have to make a claim for their own money.
Use that card and use it sooner if possible. But also, if you plan on holding on to that card for a while before using it, simply make a copy of it and put it in a safe deposit box or a safe place in your home so that you have a backup copy and ultimately so that you have proof that that was your card.
As for my friend Jill, she won't be able to find out where exactly her $30 came from unless she asks the state once she gets her refund check.
Maybe it'll always be a mystery, but that's okay. Money is money.
In St. Louis, I'm Maria Altman for Marketplace.
With all the holiday shopping now behind us, it's time to take back the things we thought we wanted or the gifts where it was only the thought that counted. But sometimes retailers can make returning items a chore. So if you've run into any trouble or gotten the runaround from a business, LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus might like a word with you. We've invited him to the show next week to answer listeners' questions. So share your post-season store experience with us at marketplace.org.